Okay, this is a good question. If you are a coach and you are selling one-on-one services, and obviously the question is, what are some sales tips for a coach selling one-on-one coaching services? Now, one-on-one coaching services, that means you're really going to be spending a lot of time with these students, okay? And so you really want to build a lot of camaraderie with your students. You want to build that rapport and make sure you are in sync, and that you can be candid and open to one another, and you really can help them through everything that they're looking for help with in that particular of expertise that you offer. And building that relationship starts right in your first interaction, and that might be in your sales call or even earlier if you've had some other interactions before. For the sales call, you want to keep that in mind. And so you might have come across sales tips that are like super high pressure, like, oh, go for the sale, you know, all this kind of stuff. But treat your prospect, treat your future student how you'd like to be treated, how you'd like to be welcomed into their environment. You're not obviously not going to tell them to buy without them walking through what they are looking for and all these things. So forget about the high pressure sales tactics. Instead, take a listen first approach where you're really gonna let them speak so that you really actually find out what they are going through, what their situation is, what their goals are. Ask them questions about all these things so that they feel understood and they feel like you really care. Because you really should, you know, if this is somebody you're going to be spending a lot of your time with, you need to be invested in them and to really care for their outcome and what they're going to get from this. And so take a really consultative sales approach rather than a high pressure, sales tactics type of approach. And if you approach it that way, I think you have a lot of really positive sales interactions. And if it's the right decision for that prospect, then you can close the sale and tell them, hey, this program looks great for you. This is what it does for you. You lay it out for them, and you tell them, let's get started. You can get started right away. And if so, then they sign the check and enroll in the program. And if they're not the right person, then you wish them luck. And you welcome them to get help in other avenues, in other places that it's possible to do so. So you really want to think about what's best for the student if you're going to be doing a one-on-one coaching. And you really want to approach that sales call by putting the student in their situation and their desires, what they're looking for, front and center. And if you need a lot more help, obviously, with growing your business, then you can check out my Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp. The link is in the description.